In Psalm chapter 33, I want to read the entire psalm this morning, and then I'm not sure how this is going to go. You know how I am. I just want to mind the Lord. But I have a thought on my heart this morning. He said, "Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is comely for the upright." Praise fits people, fits the righteous. It's comely. It looks good on them. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto Him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Sounding a whole lot like Sunday school, ain't it, Brother Frankie? Amen. I love it when the Lord does that. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of His heart to all generation. Now look at verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of His habitation He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in Him, because we have trusted in His holy name. Let Thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in Thee. Everybody at Bible Way Baptist Church, if you care about our church, I'd like for you to put a star by that last verse and make that part of your prayer life. Ask God, say, let Thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in Thee. Let's pray together. Father, I thank You this morning for the privilege to pray, to preach, to assemble together, Lord, with the people of like faith. God, I pray this morning that You would, Lord, just give us unction that we might preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Lord, thank You for Calvary. Thank You for our freedom that was bought and paid for, Lord, not just on the battlefields, Lord, in this world, but on a hill called Calvary. God, I pray that You'll bless this morning this message. God, I hope and pray that people will be attentive, because, Lord, I'll be misunderstood if they don't listen. And I pray, God, that You would help us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'd like for one of our veterans, any one of you, to come up here and get this old flag, would you? Any of you. Don't all of you get up at the same time. Amen. I didn't plan on doing this, but we're going to do it. Amen. Come up here and get this flag. Amen. We're making progress towards getting a flagpole set outside. Amen. A big old flagpole. We're going to set it over there in front of the fellowship hall. I believe that's where it's going to be located. And I sure am thankful for America. I don't want to be misunderstood this morning. So I believe the first thing we'll do in our service this morning is stand and pledge allegiance to this flag. I appreciate this flag. I appreciate those that have given their life for this flag. Amen. I appreciate that flag and the one that gave his life for that flag as well. Let's pledge allegiance this morning to the United States of America. Are you ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Amen. You may be seated. I'm about to get choked up. You can put it back, Brother Ralph. Thank you. I'm about to get choked up because there's a line in there. It says, one nation under God. And I'm going to share a thought with you this morning that there's nothing new under the sun, but it's new to me. And it's helped me this morning. And my prayer is it'll help you this morning as well. You'll stay with me. How many promises right now you'll stay with me? Don't you lose me. And don't let me lose you. I want you to stay with me for a little while this morning. Amen. And let's look at a thought here in the Word of God. The Bible said over here, I believe it was long about verse number 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his inheritance. I'm going to make a statement this morning, and I hope that you'll stay with me long enough to understand where the statement's coming from. But how many believes there was a time, I'm talking physically now, the people in America were a lot more united and looking to the Lord for their direction, looking to the Word of God for their direction. I can remember them coming over the loudspeakers in elementary school and reading a passage of Scripture over the loudspeakers. And then one of the faculty would pray over the loudspeakers, and it would go out into all the classrooms. I can remember that. And God has helped me this morning, because I'm going to be honest with you. In recent days and years, I'm very discouraged with the direction that our country is taking. And God began to deal with my heart this morning when he said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And I was thinking about, Lord, you know, I'm almost ashamed to ask God to bless America. What I believe would be more fitting would be to ask God to help America and ask God to have mercy upon America. And I think I'll make some sense of this in just a minute. But the Lord showed me something, and here's what it is. If I were going to title the message today, it would be this, and give me time to explain. A nation within a nation. A nation within a nation. Now you say, preacher, you better get some Bible. I've got a bunch of it. Don't worry about it. Amen. I've got a bunch of it. I believe that we as God's people are a blessed people. And I believe that in America, we have become a nation within a nation. Now, wait a minute. I believe that we are one nation. But let me just say this to you. I believe there are two different gods represented in the Scripture. And there's a division in this nation because of those two different gods. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Please, give me time. The Bible said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That's a capital G-O-D. That's the God of this book. That's the God of creation. That's the God that gave his only begotten Son to die for me on Calvary's cross. That's the God of heaven, the God of the universe, the God that tells the sea where to stop, the God that put the stars in the sky, the God that hung the sun, the God that tells the moon when to shine. That's the God that I serve this morning, the Lord God Almighty. Let me give you something. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse 4, there's another God. in whom the God, little g, of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So we are a nation under the capital G-O-D. There are a group of people. You say, preacher, I don't understand how you could call us a nation. Listen to what the Bible said. The Bible said you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. We're not walking in darkness. We're walking in light as the children of God. And thank God we are one nation under the capital G-O-D of heaven, under God. But we are a nation within a nation. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Listen to what the Bible said in Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 15. The Bible said that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation. You see, what the Bible is teaching us is that we as God's people are a nation of people, but we're within a nation of unbelievers. Are you seeing it? How many remembers? I'm kind of getting ahead of myself a little bit. But how many remembers when Israel would come into captivity because of their disobedience? You remember that? Hey, listen, they were still God's chosen people. They were still the nation of God, but they were within a foreign nation, so to speak. Now listen this morning, please don't misunderstand me. You say, well, preacher, what you're preaching is division. Let me tell you something right now. The cross that our Lord Jesus died on, it did, it does, and it always will divide men. You're either on one side of that cross or the other. That one thief died in his sin, saying, if thou be the Christ, come down and get us down. The other thief died to his sin when he said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Now you say, preacher, what do you want us to do? We're a nation within a nation. What does God want us to do? I tell you what God wants us to do. He wants us to bless His name. He wants us to shine His lights. He wants us to realize there's some folks in that other nation that's still walking in darkness, and He wants them to come over into the light. Amen. And I'm telling you, way that God's dealing my heart, Brother Frankie, I'm not going to be shining as a light when I'm going through this world with my head hung down and my friend watching the news and so discouraged about law after law after law that is dishonoring to our God and our Bible, unless I realize I am a nation within a nation. There's a nation of light within a nation of darkness. Now we as God's people are to shine as lights in that darkness. We as God's people are to walk circumspectly. We as God's people are to be a witness. We as God's people, listen to what the Word of God said. Let me go over here and find this verse of Scripture quickly. Let me see if I can find it here. The Bible is teaching us some things here. I'll find it here in just a minute. Over there in the book of Psalms, it said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? You know what they had done? The Word of God said they had hung their harps upon the willow. And you know what we'll do if we don't understand this truth today? We'll hang up our harps too. You know what God's saying? He's saying, get your harps down. He's saying, praise me, praise me, praise me. I'm worthy. Play with a loud voice. Play skillfully. Worship. Preach. Pray like your life depends on it. Amen. Because really, somebody's life does depend on it. Amen. Let's not get discouraged. God dealt with me about this scripture and this message, and I'm just scratching right now. I'll get down in the root in just a minute. I turned the TV on this morning to turn the TV on. I believe it was ABC to have a news program on that come on at 9 o'clock. And me still struggling, because anytime you preach like this, I'm telling you right now, you'll be misunderstood. I hope and pray you don't misunderstand me. But I've got Bible after Bible after Bible. I've got verses to support what I'm saying this morning. And I'm telling you, a part of this nation is one nation under the G-O-D of the Bible, the God of heaven. But there's another part that could care less about the God of heaven, could care less about the Bible, could care less about the babies that were aborted, could care less about society that we live in. Amen. Listen to me. Listen to me carefully. I turned it on. And you talk about God just putting His stamp of approval. God can use a 9 o'clock newscast to let you know you're on the right track. Here was the title: A Nation Gone to Pot. And Brother Dan, it wasn't talking about gone to pot the way old timers used to say, well, that family's went to pot, or that company went to pot. You know what I mean? No, it was talking about literally the dough, pot. How that Colorado's got it, and it's going up into Oregon and going up into Washington, and state after state after state. How you say, preacher, what are you trying to say? Hey, I'll tell you right now, this nation might go to pot, but I'm looking at a bunch of people that ain't going to pot with them. We're a nation within a nation. And say, preacher, that'll never unify us. Let me tell you something. The Bible said, come out from among them and be a separate people, saith the Lord. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Don't have a hold of that unclean thing. Amen. I believe with all my heart, the psalmist has got it right here. This all started in my heart with Memorial Day. Thank my God. Thank my God for the men and the women that have given their lives for this country and for that flag, that I could have this freedom to stand here and preach the Word of God today. I thank my God, but I'm going to tell you something right now. Some of them would roll over in their grave if they knew what was going on in the White House and the Congress and the Senate and the schoolhouse in this nation that we live in. They'd roll over in their grave. They didn't give their lives so we could sin as much as we could. They give their lives because they believe God had His hand on this country. They gave their lives because they loved the United States of America. Let me give you three things this morning. I hope that I've not been misunderstood so far. Let me give you three things this morning. The Bible said here in Psalm 33, verse 1, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. There's nothing mentioned here about the heathen rejoicing. Amen. Although the newscast, that's what they pictured. I'm telling you, hundreds of thousands of people lined up when they opened the pot shop. And there was a scene on there where they were all, I'm telling you, listen, it was just a cloud of smoke where they were all. You say, preacher, why are you on this morning? I'll tell you why. I just hope and thank my God that you and I will never be standing in the middle of that mess. You see, that's not the smoke that really bothers me. The smoke of their torment. If they die without Christ, do you understand? If the devil can get you and I discouraged, and we'll hang our harps on the willow, and we'll stop praising Him, and stop singing, and stop shouting, and stop preaching, then my friend, He'll have them in the region of the damned forever and forever. I don't know about you this morning, but when the Bible said rejoice, I believe that's what He meant. Rejoice. You say, preacher, there ain't nothing to rejoice about. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give you some things if you don't care. I'm going to give you some things I'm going to give you some things that the White House can't change. The Congress can't change. I'm going to give you some things the devil can't change. God's already nailed them down. And I'll show you in the Word of God. We have reason to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Verse 2, praise the Lord with a harp. Sing unto Him a new song.
Psalm 137 verse 1 said, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept. Anybody feel like that? You know what the Bible said? You know when they were weeping? When they remembered Zion. How many of you weep at times when you remember what America used to be? When you remember what the home used to be? When you remember what the school system used to be? How about this? When you remember what the church house used to be? Oh, it'll creep into the home. It'll creep into the school. And I tell you what, if you're not very careful, it'll creep right on into the house of God. God wants us to rejoice. Let me give you three things hurriedly this morning. Three things here we ought to rejoice in. Number one, the word of the Lord. Look at chapter number 33 here in verse number 4, the first part of it. Look at the word of the Lord. The Bible said, for the word of the Lord is right. Let me ask you a question. Is the word of the Lord still right? You better believe it is. I'll tell you what's the truth. I got to thinking this morning, you know, if it was welcome in the school, maybe there wouldn't be so much overcrowding in the prison. Say amen. I tell you what, they'll give them the word of God when they get to prison. I believe I ought to give them to it down the schoolhouse as well. It'd make a difference. The word of the Lord is right. You say, preacher, what are you rejoicing in? Because the word of the Lord is right. The word of the Lord is settled. Look at verse number 11. The Bible said, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever. I tell you, I can rejoice in that. God's not going to change His word. Not going to change His word. He said, I am the Lord. I change not. The word of God said that He magnified His word even above His name. I'm going to tell you something right now. That if you really believe that, that'll change how you treat your Bible. The word of the Lord is right. The word of the Lord standeth forever. Look at verse 12. The word of the Lord is powerful. The word of God said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His inheritance. You say, preacher, how did you get to be a part of His inheritance? I tell you, I was born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed, the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm going to rejoice this morning, not because a nation's gone to pot, but because the word of God is settled, forever settled. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is right. I'm going to rejoice this morning, not only because of the word of the Lord. Look at the second part of verse number 4. The Bible said here in Psalm 133, the second part of verse 4, and all His works are done in truth. I'm not only going to rejoice this morning because of the word of the Lord. I'm going to rejoice this morning because of the works of the Lord. Anybody been out at night this week, son? I'll tell you what's the truth. When that temperature drops down to that 48, 49 degrees like it did last night, and every star in that sky is a twinkling at you, I don't know about you, but that helps me. When I look up there and realize, amen, the one that hung it all out there in place cares about me. The one that hung it out there in place knows how many hairs is in my head. The one that hung it out there in place, even though I may not know what's next on the agenda, He knows the beginning from the end. Hallelujah. The works of the Lord. He give us the truth. The Bible said the works of the Lord are done in truth. In verse number 5, in the first part of the verse, He loveth righteousness and judgment. He gave us the truth concerning what He loves. Now let me ask you a question. If the Lord loves righteousness, would it be a stretch to say that He hates unrighteousness? If He loves righteousness, would it not be all right to assume, and you got verse after verse after verse in the Word of God, God does not hate the sinner, but God hates sin. He always has, and He always will. He loves righteousness. The truth concerning what He loves. The truth concerning His goodness. Look at the second part of verse 5. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Here's the reason God's preaching me like he is this morning. How many of you is having a problem in this generation? You're getting your head down. You're getting in the dumps. You get depressed. You watch the news. You wonder what's next. I'll tell you what God is saying. Lift up your eyes. It might be a wicked nation, but this whole earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. And God wants us to see his goodness in the midst of it all. His goodness in the midst of it all. You see, I can't remember the song. If some of y'all know it and would sing it, it would bless my heart. But it talks about I woke up in the morning. I made it through the night. And then my family, everybody's all right. I'm going to tell you something right now. We can be overwhelmed with this cesspool that we're in the midst of, or we can be overwhelmed with the goodness of God. Brother Lance, we got us a sandwich and a tater chip and a wife to love us and children to live on. I'm telling you, God's been good to us. I'm telling you, we got the house of God where we can go. We got a song to sing. We got a Bible to read. We got somebody we can tell about the goodness of God. We've got, my friend, listen, security that cannot come from Wall Street. It came from Main Street in glory. He wrote my name in the book of life. Hallelujah. Security in him. Everything the Lord has done or is doing or will be done in truth. The truth concerning what he loves. The truth concerning his goodness. Then look at verse 6 through verse number 9. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap, together as a heap. He layeth up the depth and storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. It's the truth concerning his creation. Let me say something, and I'm going to move on. If you don't get Genesis 1:1 right, you won't get anything else right in the Word of God. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's John 1:1. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. You say, preacher, what's going on? I tell you what's going on. Science has become smarter, or so they think, than the Savior. Science has now gotten to a place where, that, by the way, that's not true science. The Word of God speaks about true science. There's something called true science that never contradict that book. Amen. But I'm talking about that science falsely so-called. It takes more faith to believe that we come from little blob and rolled up on the shore and grew some legs and climbed up in a tree and grew a tail and swung by it for a while. It takes more faith to believe that mess than it does to believe in the beginning God created. Dr. B.R. Lakin, years ago, he told about his grandson coming in from college, how that they taught him the theory of evolution. And he said, Papa, he said, it's a biological impossibility for a man to be born of a virgin. Talking about Jesus and his birth. Brother Lakin said to his grandson, said, go back down there and tell him, honey, I'll tell you what a biological impossibility is. He said, that's when something got into nothing. And then it rolled up on the shore and it grew some legs. And he said, it climbed up in a tree. While it's up there, it grew a tail. And it swung by its tail. And one day its tail broke off. And it hit the ground, walked across the street, bought a suit of clothes, and became a professor in one of our universities. He said, that's what a biological impossibility is. That's what a biological impossibility is. I'm going to tell you, listen, we are one nation, but we're within a nation of heathen, unbelievers. And the quicker we realize that, I believe the quicker and the better off we'll be. God don't need us to have our head hung down. He don't need us to have our harp hung on the willow. Get that thing down and play it for the glory of God. Smile. Amen. Have the joy of the Lord about you. They need it down there at work Monday morning, don't they? They need it. The word of the Lord, I'm going to rejoice. The work of the Lord, I'm going to rejoice. Let me give you this and I'm done. In verse number 18, the Bible said, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy." Now, I'm going to show you something. You might say, "Well, preacher, you mean the eye of the Lord's on us?" Yes, that's right. I mean, he's glad of that. He knows where you are. He knows what you need. Watch this now. The other nation, there's no fear of God before their eyes. But in this nation, the Bible talked about that royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a chosen nation. There's mercy, there's hope, and there's the fear of the Lord. Listen to 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 9. "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong." You know what God would like to do? He would like for Bible Way to confess our weakness that He might come along and show His strength. He's never going to show His strength as long as we think we're strong. But when we confess our weakness, He will. He's looking for somebody to show Himself strong, whose heart is perfect before Him. Psalm 34:15, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry." Proverbs 5:21, "For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and He pondereth all his goings." Listen to Proverbs 15:3. "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding both the evil and the good." Now, preacher, what you talking about here? Here's where I'm going to close. He's got His eyes on both nations. We can't do anything about the other one. We cannot. All we can do is be a light to them. Amen? God's are watching us, and God's are watching them. You say, "Preacher, why would you magnify the fact that God's watching them?" Let me just say this to you like this before I shout. Somebody hold my mule. I'm glad Brother David Dunham, when I wasn't looking at him, he wasn't looking at me. When I was living over there in that heathen land, I'm telling you, doing what they was doing, looking at what they were looking at, talking like they were talking, acting like they were acting. Brother Randy, he had his eye on me. You see, I'm not trying to magnify something this morning that we might hate them. I'm trying to magnify something this morning that we might love them with the love of Christ, the way He loves them. You say, "Preacher, He loves them." Oh, yes, you don't understand the Bible if you don't know He loves them. He loves them. He wants to save them. I'm going to tell you something this morning. God wants you and I to shine as lights. You know what we need to pray for? Brother Jimmy, we need to ask God for some lights in Washington. You say, "Preacher, they might not have a chance." They might not, but I'm going to tell you what, the darkness comprehendeth it not. The darkness cannot handle the light. God, give us some lights. God, give us some lights in our local government. God, give us some lights in our school. God, give us some lights down at the job. God, give us some lights in Bloomingdale. Give us some lights. Give us some lights. Help us to be salt. Help us to be light. How many of you all, when you were living in that heathen nation, how many of y'all remember somebody on the job that was a light to you? Or a neighbor. Come on, stick your hand up there. How many remembers that? And Brother Randy, we didn't want to get too close to them. We didn't really want to be around them long because it was just like rubbing salt in an open womb. Is that not right, brother? We wanted to get away from them. We didn't want to hear it. We knew what they were going to do. We knew what they were going to say. We were running from it. And they're still running today. But we need to ask God to make us salt. and make us light. You say, preacher, when are we going to start seeing more people saved than we're seeing? I'll tell you when. When we get serious about the salt and get serious about the light. Get serious about praising Him regardless. His Word's still true. His works are still true. And thank God His eyes, the eyes of the Lord, are still upon you and still upon me. I don't know about you this morning. You know what my concern is? Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. Please don't judge me for what I'm about to say. My concern is not so much that that nation's going to pot. How many's listening to me? But how many understands that it's trying to bleed over into this nation? They want to silence us. They want to get us out of the way. And by the way, let me just plug this in. I believe our Lord's fixing to oblige them. When Jesus steps out on the cloud, we won't be in the way no more. Amen. He'll get us out of the way. We'll go out of here. That chosen nation, that royal priesthood, those people that love God, those people that love the Bible, those people that understand the fear of the Lord, a nation within a nation. That's going to help me the next time I watch the news, Brother Gale. It's going to help me to pray differently. It's going to help me to want to get up and be a light and stand up for what's right. Not to hang my head down, hang my harp up on a willow, but just go on praising Him. Praise Him, praise Him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. I tell you what, Sister Geraldine, even in the 11 years since Brother Jack, on 11 or 12, right along there, been in heaven, things have changed a lot in this nation. Amen. Even in 12 short years. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something right now. We don't need to change. We need to stay in the old path. Keep telling it like it is. Keep praying. Keep preaching. Keep singing. Keep praising God. Because it'll get the job done. In every generation, it'll get the job done. Let's pray. Father, thank You this morning for the privilege. The privilege, our God, to preach the Word of God. Lord, I know that the cross is a divider of men. Lord, I pray that You would so help us to reflect the God of heaven, that the God of this world would be defeated in many people's lives. He's blinded their eyes through unbelief, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. Dear God in heaven, help us as a church not to get our heads down and our hearts down and our harps hung out there on a willow somewhere. God, help us to stand up and speak up. Not to be arrogant, Lord, but Lord, to realize we have reason to rejoice. The Word of God is still true. The works of God are still true. And the eyes of the Lord are still going to and fro, looking for someone that You might show Yourself mighty on their behalf. Lord, I know that this job in this community is way too big for a pastor. It's way too big for a church. But Lord, it's not too big for You. I pray, God, You'd help us to follow You. Help us to praise You, Lord. You're worthy.